There are three planes of experience in our existence, physical, mental, and intellectual. Of course, upon detailed analysis, it will be revealed that there are seven planes of experience. Bhava, Vasa, Maha, Jhana, Tapa, and Satyaloka. This has been explained in detail by Sanatana Goswami in his Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Here these three planes have been summarized in a word, tact. The next word in the Brahma Gayatri is Savitur. Savitur generally means Surya, the sun. And the sun means figuratively that which shows or illuminates, that by which we can see. All seven strata of our existence, represented by four, the physical world, Bhuva, the mental world, and Spa, the intellectual world, have here been reduced to one entity, tact, that by the sun, which in this context indicates the soul. Here, soul means individual soul. The individual soul is the cause of this world, not that the mind is in the world, but the world is in the mind. Here it is being expressed that everything is seen with the help of the sun. If there is no sun, everything is dark. Nothing can be seen. So without light, nothing can be seen. And in a higher sense, light means the soul. The soul is the subject. And the soul's objects are the different planes of experience within this world. The next word in the mantra is Varenyam. Varenyam means puja, worshipable, venerable. This indicates that although within this objective world where the soul is the subject, there is another plane which is to be venerated and worshipped by the soul. That is the supersoul area. That worshipable plane of existence is known as Varenyam. That supersoul area is to be worshipped by the jiva-soul, Aradhana. Vargo means Aradhana. It cannot but be expressed, but in terms of Aradhana, puja, seva, worship, adoration, loving service. The word di is derived from the word buddhi, which generally means that which we cultivate with the help of our intelligence. But here, di is reference to that venerable intelligence which descends into this plane to help us cultivate service. So dhimani does not mean abstract meditation, but devotional service. This is the underlying meaning of the Gayatri Mantra, Gayatri. The song of deliverance also means sankirtan. Kirtan is also sung and helps to improve us toward the highest serving position. So Brahma Gayatri in connection with Mahaprabhu comes to mean Krishna Kirtan. And then it reaches Vrindavan and the fleet kirtan. And when we enter Vrindavan, we shall find that the sweet sound of Krishna's flute engages all the servants of the Lord in their respective duties. The gopis and others are adjusted in their respective duties at the sound of Krishna's flute. At night, the gopis hearing the sound of Krishna's flute will run to the Yamuna thinking, "Oh, Krishna's there." And when Mother Yashoda hears the song of Krishna's flute, she thinks, my son is there, he's coming home soon. In this way, the sound of Krishna's flute engages all the servants of the Lord in their respective duties and inspires them to be mindful of their service. All other services are represented fully in Radhika. Like branches, they are all a part of her. Madhurya Ras is the chief of Mukhya Ras, the combination of all rasas. Srimati Radhika is Mahabhav. She holds the forward service, responsibility, and the energy to serve Krishna. What is the nature of this Swarup Shakti? It is the Vayabhav, the extension of Srimati Radhika. Bhargo is no less than Vayabhava, the extended body of Srimati Radharani, which contains everything for the service of Sri Krishna. Bhargo is Mahabhava, the predominated moiety, and Krishna is Rasaraj, the predominating moiety. In the Gayatri Mantra, we are requested, Bhargo Devasya Demon, come meditate. What sort of meditation is possible in that plane of dedication? Not abstract meditation, but service, cultivation, Krishna Nusamaya. What is the inner meaning of the word Bhargo? Bhargo vai vasupanam jatma ekashu param radana shu param. Bhanu means who shows us by light. Srimati Radhika is the daughter of Vasupanu, therefore I've given the word Bhanu. And to represent her extended self, I've given the word Vayabhav. Vayabhav means what comes out or extended self. Prabhava is the central representation and Vayabhava is the outer extension. The very gist of Swarup Shakti is Srimati Radhika, and the whole Swarup Shakti is her extended self. The town of her beautiful servants, that is the country. The abode of her beautiful service is the whole Swarup Shakti. She has developed herself into such a beautiful area of brilliance, and thereby she serves her Lord. All these necessary things have sprung from her. And to help her in serving her Lord, they all come out. And when the entire internal energies are condensed in a concise form, it is Mahabhava Srimati Radhika. And when Radhika wants to serve, she extends herself in limitless different ways. And with some contributions from Baladeva and Yogamaya, the whole spiritual world, including Vrindavan Mathura and Vaikuntha, evolves to assist Srimati Radhika in the service of Sri Krishna. Gaurai. Radha Dasya, the service of Srimati Radhika. Under the loving care of Sri Rupa Manjari, enveloped in the mood of the gopis of Vrindavan throughout the eight divisions of the day and night. I want the mood that they possess, I want it, and my eagerness won't let my mind or my heart rest. For that is my goal, it is my soul's quest, and I don't want anything more, and certainly nothing less.
Will you speak something? Then Madhvi, Madhvi should come forward. Very Madhvi. I also offer my same unlimited heartfelt pranam to the lotus feet of my divine Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Pad Shishila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Maharaj, and to all the assembled devotees. Today is the glorious appearance day of a very great Vaishnava guardian, Shiva Bhaktivedanta Shishila Maharaj. You've already heard so much history about him, and I feel that I met him through the grace of Srila Prabhupada, after the disappearance of Srila Prabhupada. He came forward and offered shelter to us. Srila Prabhupada had requested him to help all of his Western disciples. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he said that anyone that understood the inner mood of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati couldn't but have the greatest sympathy for the preaching in the West. So he welcomed us with open arms and so much love and affection, and gave so much guidance. I also feel that it is by his grace that he passed me on to the divine guidance of my Shiksha Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Maharaj. He used to explain that bhakti was like being on a bicycle. If you're not moving, you'll fall down. You have to keep moving. So we always require the affectionate guidance of the higher Vaishnavas who have sympathy for us and who are willing to help us. So I pray that I can always be under Satrasi's guidance and close shelter throughout my whole life. Today I feel inspired to share some of the katha that Guru Maharaj gave to us to help us to have a deeper understanding of what I'm going to speak is not so much on the higher siddhanta, but still it touched my own heart because I'm a very fallen soul. And he used to give so many instructions about the qualities of a Vaishnava, Janadati Sinichana. And one talk that he gave touched my heart very much, so I would like to share that. Exactly as I heard it from his word and work. Matsuyamashita Padma Naparadi Chakashana Hari Hare Purachame Kimbhare Purushottama. There is no other sinner in this whole world of yours than myself, and not a greater offender than me, my Lord. Hari Hare Purachame. I am ashamed to take them before you and to get it forgiven, even to point out them, but I am so heinous, so such an offender. When I recollect my own bad deeds, I myself feel ashamed. Kimbhare Purushottama, what more I shall say to you, my Lord? I am so such a sinner. This is the nature of the high disciple, high devotee. They think themselves so unfit for service. What is the way? What is our destination? Progress towards this side, negative side. To the farthest reach of the negative side, our place is there. Smallest of the smallest, meanest of the meanest, Padovindas. Meanest of the mean, Gaura Harivol, Nitai, Nitai, Nitai. Where do we cast our glance? What to do? Our goal is this. How to reach to that goal? Sincerely. This is the measurement, meanest of the mean. To realize our proper position there. Is it possible at all? It is imaginary quantity. So what purification we may aspire after? Self-abnegation. Analyze, analyze, and throw off. Analyze and throw off. All egoistic. All assertive. I am something. I am someone. I have something to be proud of. These all have to be eliminated, eliminated, eliminated to the finish. It is not an easy thing. To become big, it is easy, because it is all false, black marketing. I am someone from this standpoint. But I am nothing to accept this creed in its true color. It is very difficult. Then the reality of necessity will occur in me for help. Otherwise, I can help so many. Why should I be a beggar? It is very difficult. Vaishnavaite mane pare kelo saad Sinara pisha peke pare kelo baad. There was a public saying that I had a great aspiration to become a Vaishnava. But when I came across the shlok relating the qualification of a Vaishnava, Chinadati Sinichena, Tarodati Sahishnuna, then I was disappointed. It is not possible to be humbler than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree. When tree is cut down, tree is giving shadow to the cutter. If tree doesn't get any water in the root, it won't beg for water to anyone. You give some water. I am in drought, drying, won't beg. And Imanina, Manadena, don't want any respect, any position from anyone. But at the same time, you have to give honor to everyone for due. That means you are exclusively pointed towards your aim and eliminated everything from your aspiration. You are extremely towards the object of your pursuit. In this way, you take the name of Krishna, and you will find his help at once, in no time. Hare Krishna, the qualification of the taker of name divine. The standard has been recommended as this way. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Where is Krishna? Come to the level, come to the plane, and you will see everywhere. But your eyes and your senses are all attracted by the charm of different planes. You have no time to look towards Krishna. Sarvatra Krishna Murti Kore Jalamo. Perception of Krishna is everywhere, but your sight is caught, attracted by so many floating charms. They are catching your attention, your sight, your feeling, and you can't see Krishna. Your own prejudice for the outside world has covered your eyes, drawing all of your attention towards them. You can't see Krishna, the real well-wisher, the real guardian, the real friend, the real lover. You can't see. You are so busy with your outer aspired things that you have no time at all to look towards him, the best friend you are ignoring, and for false transaction with the environment. The transaction is being continued by a false ego of you, false person. You are absent there. Our Guru Maharaj Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati used to use this word, minor. The soul is minor. And the manager, he's working on behalf of the soul. Soul is proprietor, but proprietor is minor. And the manager, the mind and intelligence, working on behalf of the proprietor, they are looting things according to their own interests. That is the position of a person in bondage, fallen soul. His true self is not represented, but transaction in his name is going on. His real interest is suppressed, absent, such hopeless position. Atashaibe hari tahanam uchakari borojuki deki barbai. When calculating all of these things, we reach to the highest level of disappointment. Then sometimes, somehow or other, from the core of the heart, I am helpless. Save me. I am overpowered in my home. I am totally under the control of so many enemies in the form of friends within me. Such helpless position I hold, my Lord. You please come aggressively. Otherwise, I have no hope. Even I may not be allowed to make connection with you. From time immemorial, I am serving all these masters, but they are not satisfied with my service. I have made myself slave, eternal slave, with no possibility of getting any relief for myself. Now I find this helpless position, my Lord. If you only come of your own accord and assert yourself in any way, then they will fly away. Otherwise, no chance I have got. Sandhatam Lakshabhuti, Padaya Tamsarabhayamayu Padmadasya. Only some little attention of some engagement. If you extend to me, then it will fly away and fear you. Otherwise, I have no hope. This sort of pathetic prayer from the core of the heart towards the Savior, that is what is necessary for us. Hare Krishna, Gaura Hanuman.
Anyone else want to take Pushpanjali? The lotus feet of the Harijan. What? I went to think about that the song.